Hey everyone, welcome to a new Pixel Recess. Yeah, it's been a little while since I've done an episode. To give you an idea of how absolutely busy I am currently in my car, in the parking lot, outside of where I work. I literally had no time to sit down and record something. Holidays, right? Holidays. Anyway, I do apologize. This is the first time I've ever done a podcast around the holidays, and I'm seeing that it's very difficult to, one, schedule guests because of my own time, let alone their time. So we'll just call this a stretch. Stretching it. I'm scheduling things as much as I can, and I will be having some new guests and more episodes probably after the new year, so you might be experiencing a little bit of a lull in the recess, and I do apologize for that. On today's show, we have former Clown School dropout, CSS fanfiction writer, and banjo wizard Dan Cederholm, better known as Simple Bits. We'll get into where the name comes from. Let's just get to the interview.
We're doing a little chin wagging, you know?
Is that what we call that?
Yeah, that's what somebody calls it. I think
70-year-olds?
70-year-olds might call it that, exactly.
We could just talk about our ailments and our pain.
Oh! why don't we go over my medication list?
All right, let's do that. Whale blubber is...
You know, if you can get by the taste...
And it's not a fishy taste, which is what's surprising.
God, no. No, it's almost like a Bengal tiger kind
of... Teenage BO. Yeah, it does wonders for the... I don't even remember what it's for. Maybe hemorrhoids. I don't remember.
Why do you think whale watches are so popular?
I've not owned a whale watch. They don't look good on my wrist. So obviously the show is not serious if you didn't catch that.
Already. Yeah, no, I can already tell it's going to be entertaining. I mean, your part. I don't know about me.
Oh, I make you sound so much better than me.
Auto-tune or something?
Anyway. Oh, that would be amazing if we just sounded like we were singing something. Okay. Oh, nice. So you've always been out there, huh?
I grew up in Vermont. It's sort of central west Vermont. Central east.
We just drove through going to Lakeland and Pasaukee. We just drove through the middle of Vermont. And I'm like, wow, it's just a lot of nothing.
You know, you won't be making moonshine in the woods, but you will definitely be like drinking moonshine in the woods.
So there's a New England version of a redneck.
Like a flannel back or something. All
right, good. So do you think that there's maybe a misspelling epidemic through the design community?
I think so. You know, a lot of these sites were created before automatic spell check worked. That could be part of it.
So how do you pronounce dribble? Is it dribble or is it dribble?
It's dribble. No, it's just dribble. You know, it's a silent B. The third B is always silent. I guess you weren't familiar with that.
What about four Bs?
Oh, four Bs. That's actually pronounced droulé.
Yeah, it makes it much more French, which is not a bad thing. Have you ever considered a huge cross-branding opportunity with the NBA where you have NBA players post their own drawings on Dribble?
No, we have not. But now that you mentioned it, that could be pretty good, actually. I hear that, you know, LeBron James is an amazing sketch artist. You know, so he loves Illustrator.
Everyone wants to see how NBA players draw and design. So are your books ghostwritten? And by that, do I mean, are they written by a ghost?
I didn't think anyone would ever ask me that. I've gotten all this way with nobody asking or even suspecting it until today. The truth is that they are ghostwritten. They're written by a gentleman named Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's writing your books and you're doing his parts in movies?
No, it's not that Philip Seymour Hoffman. Oh. It's H-O-P-H-M-A-N.
So would you be willing to ghostwrite a book that I'm going to write called I Can't Fucking Keep Up Anymore?
Yeah, I would ghostwrite that. I think I hear what you're saying.
Let's be real honest here, though. Is CSS really any better than framesets and tables?
That's a controversial question. I don't know if I feel comfortable answering that.
How much has someone offered to give you for a bunch of Dribble followers?
It's a lot of money. And it wasn't just an offer. It was accepted.
Can I buy your 70,000 Twitter followers?
Already sold.
Oh. Well, then how about this? How about you allow me to take over your Twitter for a week?
Well, that's not a bad idea. That I'd probably be willing to do, actually.
So do witches float in water?
Witches, yeah. Well, it depends on how much salt is in the water, I guess. They say that that makes you float better.
So there's not a big witch problem in your area?
Well, there is.
That's a part of you that a lot of people don't know, though, is that you got your start doing all of these witch websites and brochures and branding in the area. So
we could just pretend that you were saying something real there.
It's real words.
It's true. It is real words.
But yeah, no, it's very confidential. You can't talk about it with your.
No, I can't really talk about that because, the FBI got involved actually. A few years after I started designing the materials. It was a tough couple of years, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. No one ever thinks about design being a crime, but...
I certainly do. There's a guy in Scotland that I commiserate with a lot that did a lot of the Loch Ness.
The propaganda, yeah. There's a guy in Alaska you should talk to. He works with the Abominable Snowman stuff.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of his work.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a small group of people that, I can go to when I have... personal issues to work out.
And you actually had a license to kill with design, which is really...
Yeah, you'd be surprised what a Wacom stylus can do.
Well, now with the new iPads, they're just like a razor.
The thinner it gets, the more excited I get.
Pretty soon there'll be a piece of paper, yeah.
A nice heavy moleskin to the head.
Pre-used or written in? Because when it's written in, it gets thicker somehow.
Yeah, it does get thicker. It gets thicker and it also, you know what? It gets thicker, but it also gets more meaningful.
So let's say you had to go back in time and choose a different career. What would you choose aside from witch hunting?
I applied for a job when I was in high school to be a clown at a local restaurant, and I didn't get the job.
Because you didn't have clown school training, right?
I didn't have clown school training. I didn't quite have the...
the shoes?
The shoes or frankly, the hair for it. Mm. It's the ground. It's called the ground round.
I know the ground round. You could throw your peanuts on the floor. Yeah. It exactly. Also meant the restaurant didn't have to be clean.
No, because the peanut shell pied whatever else is on the floor.
Yeah, kid vomit, whatever. Yeah. I don't recall clowns, but I can see how that would be terrifying and equally as effective as throwing peanuts on the floor.
Well, the clown thing came into play for kids. I think they had kids' birthday parties there.
Because every kid loves... Terrifying clown.
Yeah, terrifying.
So then you are probably someone who is down to clown.
You could absolutely say that. Unfortunately, they turned me down.
Was your clown name originally Simple Bits? Is that where?
Man, you're. I don't know where you're getting this information, but you're clearly you've done your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is actually where this name Simple Bits came from.
So you would just blow up a balloon, and then that would be that. No balloon animals. It's kept it simple.
I called it balloon art. To get around that. So, balloon animal. There aren't many animals that look like a regular balloon that's blown up. So,
and you would just hold a pie. You wouldn't throw it in anyone's face.
It's a waste of a pie, first of all.
It's, yeah.
Those are my simple bits.
So when are you releasing your long worked on banjo record about CSS and SAT?
We're in the studio and it's coming along pretty well. I've got about half the tracks on tape. It's sounding great, man.
That's nice. What's your favorite tune?
It's probably Box Shadow Mountain.
So nothing about block columns.
I gotta save that for the next record, man.
Mm. Yeah, I hear that you're gonna do dueling floating boxes.
Yeah, dueling floats where you float one left, one right,
and hope for the best.
And then then you just get down to business with the banjo, and you really start shredding. And
I did hear a bit of your really conceptual song called Position Fixed.
I think that was sort of like I had a breakthrough with some rendering problems in Internet Explorer, and I felt like I needed to document that in a song.
Classic. So could you build a banjo out of CSS?
Oh, it's been done. Like last year, I think WebKit finally had the ability to say, all right, we will support banjo head tuning.
Wow.
So for the last year, I've been playing a CSS only banjo made purely with CSS, no JavaScript, because that would be lame. That would be not authentic.
You can't get a design award for that.
Academy Awards of music.
The Academy Awards of Design Music, or the Gimmies. I think they call them the Gimmies for designers.
Gimmies,
right?
Gimmies. Right.
So tell me the worst thing about being a web celebrity.
Web celebrity. That's a weird word. The best thing is like typing something and publishing it and having some minutia immediately called out from it. I never have to worry about spell checking anything or forgetting a comma or maybe even forgetting what my moral beliefs are. You know?
Have you ever thought about growing a bee beard?
I love bees. I love the idea of bees. Bees give honey. People wearing bees is just taking it to a whole nother level that, frankly, I have mad respect for. We haven't fully ventured out into other bee fashion applications yet. Bee boots would be phenomenal. Bee mittens, you know, bee scarves. The bee bow tie is kind of interesting, which is takes a lot of training, a lot of work.
It's a whole sticky situation going on. Finish this sentence for me. My name is Dan Sederholm, and I am responsible for... You're responsible for shit?
I was kind of thinking out loud, but you know what? That actually works.
If you took a picture of a piece of shit and put it on your Instagram, do you think you would get 6,000 likes for it?
Oh, man. Probably not 6,000.
I think it would have to have a title.
You know, it depends what filter was on it, too.
What would you use? What's your go-to?
One of my favorites is Early Bird, I think. Mm.
That would go good with shit, yeah. Well,
my other one is Rise is probably my favorite.
Oh, you wouldn't tilt-shift that?
I would definitely tilt-shit it, actually.
What would be some tags you would use?
I might put in, you know, something like Republican.
I think it would definitely go hugely viral. And by that, I mean it would cause a lot of diseases. Well, we've learned a lot today, Dan.
I know that you probably have, yeah. It's been a podcast.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Dan, and I thank you for waiting so long to listen to it. As I said, it's the holidays, and wow, time. Time, right? Time. What a thing. Anyway, guess what? It's that time of year where you guys can vote. And see if this show can get a little award, a little attention, a little love, which I would love if you gave it love. Go to thenetawards.com and vote for this show for your favorite podcast. I would be thrilled, honored, excited, ashamed. There'd be a fair amount of shame in you doing it, but we're all in this together, right? So go there and please vote for the show. I would super appreciate it. you can find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, on Twitter at pixelrecess, and please... I implore you, I beg you, I threaten you with knives to go to iTunes, search for the show Pixel Recess, and give it a rating and a review. Otherwise, I quit. I'm going to quit. No, I'm not. I won't quit. Well, I might be forced to quit. Again, it's really hard to find people to interview. Also, I'm super shy, and I feel awkward reaching out to people and asking them to be in my show, knowing exactly how horrifying the questions will be. I have to do it. I can't be serious. I can't ask them, you know, their actual inspiration. Why would I do that? Anyway, there will be a very special guest. I'm hoping I can work that out this week for you all to listen to for the holiday season. It'll be very, very unique, very special, very awesome, I hope. So stay tuned for that. Might have a few previous guests on to fill in some gaps. And if any of you have any suggestions of people I should interview, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm really chatty. Super chatty. This is not normal. This is not good. I need to stop. So, on that note, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday and that you will join me on the spaceship in time travel to a new year, which will be happening very soon. And until I speak to you next time, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Go vote for my show. Do it.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.